I feel like Saturday of Holy Week is a really good, like, lament emphasis day. You think we could recover the Saturday of Holy Week as a day specifically dedicated to lament?
I think not only can we, I think we must. Because there's, like, in Psalm 73, what you have is one of the saints coming to the Lord and saying, I was tempted to believe this. I was tempted to believe that the wicked prosper. And it doesn't make any difference then if you're righteous or not, because I see them prospering. I see them sleek. I see them having all that they want. And I'm tempted to believe that holiness doesn't matter. I'm tempted to believe that following God doesn't matter, makes no difference. And then he confesses, but you have shown me who you are. And whom have I in heaven but you? Earth has nothing that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but you are the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And what people sometimes miss, I think in the Psalms, is that we want to rush to the end of the psalm where it says, you delivered me and I'm going to praise you forever, and your righteousness is like a mighty mountain and your mercy extends to the heavens. We want to get to that place of praise, but we can't short circuit and fast forward through all of the lament, all of the complaining, all of the honesty about what's hard and what hurts. We have to go through the process in order to get to that place of praise. And Saturday, we have to have that time where we sit in darkness in order to fully understand and participate in the praise of the resurrection.